Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Hey, cattle producers, join me on the road to ranching efficiency at the 2018 Noble Research Institute Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, June 14th and 15th. A day-long tour of two of their farms on the 14th, then plan to attend the conference on Friday the 15th. A tremendous lineup of speakers will inspire and inform, including Jim Robb, Colin Woodall, Dr. Cliff Lamb, and Donald Brown. Go to noble.org/events to see the agenda and to register. The Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, June 15th, Ardmore Convention Center. See you there.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new 3-day sale week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Click over to their website at okcwest.com or drop by the sale barn located just east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
Well, news arrived late yesterday of the introduction of the Transporting Livestock Across America Safely Act into the U.S. Senate, which provides livestock haulers subject to the inconvenient hours of service rule under the electronic logging device mandate with a glimpse of hope that relief is within sight. Livestock haulers are scheduled to have to start using ELDs to track their driving times and distances on October 1, 2018. Under current rules, they would be required to turn on their ELDs after crossing out of the 150 air mile radius from their loading point, after which they can only drive for 11 hours before taking a mandatory 10-hour break. This presents a challenge, though, for livestock haulers, as their cargo is comprised of living and breathing animals that must be kept moving and transported to their destination as quickly and as safely as possible. The act in question would fix the issue and ensure the welfare of the animals in haulers' care. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association broke the news in a release on Wednesday afternoon, applauding the group of 10 senators that sponsored the legislation. NCBA President Kevin Kester states that, given the unique nature of livestock hauling, often very long distances between cow-calf operations and feedlots or processing facilities, and the fact that we're transporting live animals that must be treated humanely, this legislation is vitally important. He continued to say that this legislation strikes a balance coupled with common sense for everyone involved. Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Michael Kelsey, also remarked on the news as well, expressing the OCA's excitement about this legislation. He says after many months of tedious work led by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, this legislation provides common sense and workable solutions recognizing safety, animal handling, and efficiency. Kelsey also spoke to us this week about this year's legislative session. While the ag community seems to have come out of volatile budget debate unscathed for the most part, he says the stage is set for future attacks on the agriculture sales tax exemption currently enjoyed by farmers today.
I think there were some things set up that are going to continue to elevate in terms of challenges for us, chiefly being ag sales tax exemption. I just can't emphasize, in my opinion, how important it is for us to continue to shepherd that for a long, long time. There was more frontal assault on that this year than I've ever seen. If you also consider the capital gains tax issue that we saw, income tax is going to continue to be one of those political footballs that gets thrown about. Tax policy is going to be very important for agriculture as we continue to move forward in future sessions.
You've got farm news on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 25th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 6th, 7th, and 8th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.